Now, the rest of the story. It started in a bar with a bet over a beer. If Bill Phillips decides to get nasty about it, he could enslave the world. But who on that steamy summer day in 1981 could have imagined the rest of the story? Bill Phillips and Gary Rathman were in the lawnscaping business together in Columbus, Ohio. One afternoon in July, they dropped into Carroll's bar to cool off. Carroll's is near the Ohio State campus. Friendly tavern. The bar itself's an old-fashioned wooden one with a big lighted mirror behind it. There's dark paneling halfway up the walls and an engraved ceiling, and the high-backed booths are ideal for quiet conversation. So Bill and Gary walked in. They ordered a local brew called Rolling Rock Beer. Comes in a little green bottle. They sat there sipping, and they spoke of old army experiences and of the hopeless entanglement of confusing rules and regulations and of government red tape in general and of the difficulties involved even in getting a patent these days. And that's when Gary made his wager with Bill that he, Gary, could get an invention patented before Bill could. The winner, Gary declared, would receive from the loser one case of their favorite Rolling Rock beer. Well, Bill frowned. Even the most clear-cut original patent applications were usually contested, but he agreed to the bet, and he went home. He fretted over what he'd gotten himself into, and then he went to sleep. Now it's 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. when he sits bolt upright in bed, having awakened suddenly from a dream. In his dream, an invention was revealed, an invention which unquestionably represented the greatest physical benefit to mankind in the history of the planet. From his dream, Bill knew precisely how the invention worked, how if only he could get the device patented, he would not only win a case of Rolling Rock beer, but he could become wealthy beyond his wildest imagining. The next day, Bill contacted a patent attorney who happened to have a sound background in engineering. The attorney said, no way. The attorney said his best guess was that somebody had beaten Bill to the punch. There's got to be an extant patent on your invention, the lawyer insisted. But do you know what? He checked, and there was not. Then, amazed, the patent attorney proceeded with the necessary paperwork. He got a draftsman to illustrate Bill's idea, provided a printed technical description. Bill himself added the finishing touches. The application was submitted. And 6 months later, Bill received his patent. It had been utterly uncontested. Now, I told you that this all began with a bet in a bar over a beer. But the next time you get into your car, or the next time you see a child riding a bicycle, or the next time you might be pushing a shopping cart through a supermarket, I want you to remember patent number 4356915. Because Bill Phillips owns that patent, and I guess you could say you owe him for using it. If he ever decides to go to court about it, he might hold all of us hostage with a little something that he almost certainly did not invent, and yet for which he holds the honest-to-goodness United States patent, a fundamental, quite essential, 100% necessary item called the wheel. He patented the wheel? He patented the wheel. And now you know the rest of the story.